what life at the Olfactory is?
Like, as a Midwesterner, you don't get exposed to a lot of music.
There's just this kind of culture of just everything is about sports.
You don't have this opportunity to go out and listen to music from a bunch of different people. Like, you don't have those venues available.
Live at the Olfactory is an opportunity to showcase Iowa musicians.
These are my big ideas, my thoughts that I want to see come to life.
And expose Northwest Iowans to the art, culture, and music that already exists in Iowa.
And this is the place I know and I love, and this is my home.
What Live at the Olfactory is?
Live at the Olfactory is a series featuring Iowa artists. It includes a concert, a recording, and an interview. Tonight, we're going to listen back to the concert featuring Devin Cadwell and the Get Rad Band. The Get Rad Band is made up of Nate Johnston and Brad Smith. Devin was our featured artist of the month this past September. Together, they played a live set during the Fall Fun Drive last year, and we received a tremendous amount of positive feedback. Devin's influences are poets as well as musicians, and his compositions are both story and song. This edition of Live at the Olfactory was recorded in September of 2015.
Thank you guys for coming out. We're Devin Cadwell and the Get Rad Band, or 403 Albany featuring Bradley, or I don't know. We used to live in West, I guess, but now we're real people. These are all things that I've written. This first one is based on a crappy pair of shoes I got. So this is called Nautical. This is about a guy running away from his wife at the altar.
Got 500 nautical miles to forget that smile. So he's looking at the stars, get by for a while. Captain says they'll be sure by the morning light. And that sunlight will be the key to unlocking the memory that he will see. But he left his love, sad and lonely, solo at the altar, promises unkept. And he never can forget. No, he never can forget. That midnight air in Grange. A blow to a boy who's already beaten shame. So now he's standing there in this midnight salty air. He has everything to fear, everything to fear, everything to fear, everything to fear. No shame in being afraid, but this man promised bravery to another name. So he'll be using nautical miles to forget those lies. A promise to noble action in good time, and that sun is now arising on that distant horizon, the pain of regret is settling in his bones. He looks towards that shore alone. But he knows she's so alone. Each tossing wave in brains. A blow to a boy is already beaten shame. So now
dark is oh so near. He has everything to fear, everything to fear, everything to fear. He has everything to fear, everything to fear, everything to fear. What did he gain? A thought that will ruminate for the rest of his days. So he'll be using nautical miles to forget that smile. He'll be using nautical miles to forget those lies. And he'll be using nautical miles to forget those lies. He'll be sailing for a while, sailing for a while, sailing for a while. He'll be sailing for a while, sailing for a while. Sailing for a while.
Thank you so much. And also, a big thanks for Brad and Nate for coming up to play with me tonight. It's been great to play music, and especially there's something really cool about being in Orange City when you're still a young person but you're not a college student anymore, and just having similar people that are also just young, living here but not going to college. So it's great to have those people. I'm just gonna put this up a little. Yeah, just a little bit low.
We did graduate.
Yeah, we did graduate. Yeah, we're graduates. Somehow we did. We, yeah. So it's great. Gosh, it's great to be here. I'll say that I'll be a broken record. I don't even care. I like to go on Rotten Tomatoes a lot, and I had this melody. This is actually, what's that?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I was forget that I need this. So I really like movies, and a lot of times I write songs. I like have to look at something and get an idea. That's how I got the nautical, looking at a shoebox, and with this melody, I was reading about movies and saw the movie preview for Prometheus, and that's how this one came about. So this song is called Prometheus. Fire from God's glow.
And if I'm punished for my crime, I'll be happy to serve the time, to serve the time. The sun will rise, the sun will set. I'll be damned here, doomed to never forget. I should have taken your hand. I should have had a plan. I should have been more your type of man. Should have been more your type of man.
Myself, I was going to force myself to drink water, so I'm going to do that right now. Always really bad at taking breaks. I just get super pumped about music, so I usually just kind of barrel through. So once again, thank you. It's so great to see this many people. There were a few times where Nate and I would play in summers past where it was just like we would have like two or three. So it's just really cool to see all you here. I'm glad you're here to experience music. Nate and I were talking about in the interview today we had with Lincoln Morris that'll be up online, I think, before this plays, is that it's just cool when people get pumped about music. Because I don't know about you guys, but if you were in music as a kid, a lot of times, like, music meant that, like, oh, you're going to do special music at church. And that was kind of it, you know? And so it's like there's not a lot of other avenues. And so it's cool when people come out and watch music. So it's awesome. So thank you guys so much for being here. Okay. This song is called What to Say. Okay.
There's a solution in hand. I stand in front of a dam that keeps the lake of my plan. Spilling across the land. And this resolution is more of a last second delusion of mine to resign. I be getting out while the getting's good. A broken heart couldn't be much worse, they say. Who is they? Who the hell is they? We'll be right back.
I'll show you the door. So I'll show you the door. My stories come in columns and rows, and I know from the past that I reap what I sow. Oh, and that being said, yeah, I've made my bed and I lie in this mess of covers until I'm dead. You see, I'm mortified that the well runneth dry, and I am too old to cry, but just too young to die, far too young to die, far too young to die. Well, I don't know what to say about love anymore. So I show you the door. Resolution in hand, marked and signed and stamped, promising things you couldn't possibly demand. So let's let bygones be bygones. Let's let your song be my song. Let's sing them all night long, all night long. Let's let bygones be bygones. Let's let your song be my song. Let's sing them all night long, all night long. So through that door, but let's walk through that door, but let's walk through that door.
Thank you very much. That's what to say. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
This is Siouxland Public Media. You are listening to a special broadcast of Live at the Old Factory featuring Devin Cadwell and the Get Rad Band.
It's going faster than I thought it would. That's the way it always goes. So I have another special thanks goes out to Maddie, my girlfriend, that's sitting here. On this last, like that last song, the last of the few of the songs I've written, it's been really helpful to have somebody who has a degree in English sitting next to me as I write them. Yeah, Kim knows. It's very helpful to have like a literary critique sitting by me as I write songs. So it's been really helpful to have Maddie. And actually, like, so with the nautical songs, when she first heard those, she said it reminded her of a short story about a woman that was left at the altar. And so that gave me kind of a female perspective to write from the nautical songs. So I have two more songs of that. It's like a series of, first it started out as just three from the guy's perspective, and now I have one from the woman's perspective, and that was thanks to Maddie. So she's my muse, so I appreciate her. So this next one, I have my guitar students to teach, or to thank that I teach. I wouldn't ever, since this is gonna be on the radio, I wouldn't ever say that sometimes lessons get boring, but they get repetitive. And I was teaching them bar chords, and I just had to go just G, 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 up to B, up to C, down to G, and I was just kind of like this for 2 hours. So So needless to say, I had to do something to occupy my time, and so I wrote a song to this. And this is my first summer out of college, I wrote this one. So this one's called Water's Getting Thinner. So, shall we? I have no value I can sell. I barely saved my soul from hell. I just have a story I like to tell. Can I share it with you? I'll take the silence as a cue. See, I never was a restless kind of man. I gotta have sarcasm. You can't survive without that. Ooh, some drum maintenance. Oh yeah. Fix those drums. Okay. I like to base songs off poems. I feel like poems works better than a teenager basing a song off a broken relationship, so this is my... So there's no all the small things, right? But this is a poem by Stephen Crane, and this is a poem the song's based off. In the desert, I saw a creature. Naked, bestial, whom squatting upon the ground held his heart in his hands and ate of it. I said, "Is it good, friend?" "It is bitter, bitter," he answered. "But I like it because it is bitter and because it is my heart." Size me up and try to recreate the story of a man that just couldn't wait. Just couldn't let those dreams simply dissipate. So he pounds his fist on the ground that so quickly dissipates. Oh, they're coming. By my side, she's my desert queen. A gift from God above, promised in a dream. She sustains and takes the reins, counts the blessings and discounts the pain. I hold to her like a lion grips to its prey. Like a lion grips to its prey. Looked on, but no one went his way. He held his heart in his hands, gorged himself, and could hardly stand. Folks only watched the stir from across the sand. From across the sand. Oh, they come, oh, they wait. These wastelands, they shape what they can't make. We were vultures hidden here for 7,000. In those sands, Okay. Wow, that was dark. Sorry about that. I was just taking you back to mid-2000s, but I like My Chemical Romance, right? I can't remember how we were going to start this one. This song, just like this, actually, just like this. Okay, this song is called, this is just called Maybe. Maybe it's just because it's kind of a postmodern style of thought right now, but I have a lot of songs that are like skeptical, like perhaps and maybe, and like could have been, should have been sort of songs. So this is another one. This one's called Maybe. Wonderful crowd, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. This is this next song is kind of a story about a counter crowd. I was playing back in my home state of South Dakota. Actually, Sarah, my younger sister, sitting back there, and she was at this show too. Had a wonderful, wonderful member in the crowd that kind of stumbled up to the front. It was a late night in South Dakota, so you can imagine. And she just yelled at me, "Play some Bob Seger." And I don't know what about my appearance made it seem like I would be able to play Bob Seger, but that's just what happened. So this song is called "Play Some Bob Seger." So this is a tribute to that unnamed woman at this show. I always feel like there's like, whenever something happens to you, there's a wonderful moment where like you can either like, you can think about it and complain about it, or you could like write a song. And this is one of those times. So this is "Play Some Bob Seger." And then afterwards I was like, oh, old time rock and roll, that's what he sings. But I didn't know that at the time, so I was just kind of like, what do you want me to do, lady? But oh, you seen the way that the chips fall where they lay? But it's not by random chance that your feet learned how to dance. Yeah, you sway. Yeah, your hips move side to side. And as you groove, whiskey takes you for a ride. So maybe next time I'll know music from a long head. Fellow, I'm just not too into rock and roll. Lady, I'm just not too into rock and roll.
These are my own songs.
Lady, these are my own songs. Yeah, you come to the place where everybody knows your name. And you just wanna hear music that makes your head clear. But some young sap is playing his own crap. No, he doesn't know. No, he doesn't know what it means to grow old. Nostalgia grows. In the creases and the lines. In the face that takes the time. In the creases and the lines. In the face to say good time. In the creases and the lines. In the face to say good time. And lost its prime. Well, maybe next time I know music from a long head fellow. But does it look like I would play old time rock and roll? I'm just not too into rock and roll. I'm just not too into rock and roll. Lady, these are my own songs. Just not too into rock and roll. Lady, these are my own songs. These are my own songs. These are my own songs.
these are my own songs. You got soul, you got so much soul, doesn't make you whole. You got soul, you got so much soul, doesn't make you whole. You got so much soul, doesn't make you whole. Does it make you whole? Thank you so much. I still haven't learned any Bob Seger. Oh, it's almost been an hour, actually. So, this last song, my name, Devin, is Irish. It's like Irish poet is what it means, which is ironic now that, like, especially in high school, that I got super into poetry. So this is the newest one I met. This is another one thanks to Maddie. She really helped a lot in writing these. Like I said, she's my muse, so it's great to have someone that helps me write songs. It's super cool. Okay, I'm gonna turn down my reverb.
My son, they psychoanalyze like Freud and Jung, but they've just begun. Speaking science, my son. Speaking science, my son. Speaking science, my son. Speaking science, my son. So I choose my words, careful and slow. I'm an Irish poet, you know. I'm an Irish poet, you know. So I choose my words, careful and slow. I'm an Irish poet, you know. I'm an Irish poet, you know. You know, you know, you know. They say change will come, for it's too late. But they didn't pick a date. No, they didn't pick a date. They say change will come, for it's too late. But they didn't pick a date. They didn't pick a date. So I choose my words, careful and slow. I'm an Irish poet, you know. I'm an Irish poet, you know. So I choose my words, careful and slow. I'm an Irish poet, you know. I'm an Irish poet, you know. You know, you know, you know. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you all so much once again for coming out to the show.
Devin Cadwell and the Get Rad Band performing live at the Old Factory. Siouxland Public Media will continue to broadcast the Live at the Old Factory concert series on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock. Next week, hear Bonnie Finken live at the Old Factory.
I can be oceans apart and feel like flying. I'm flying, where does she go?
Live at the Old Factory featuring Devin Cadwell and the Get Rad Band was recorded and engineered by Bandy Langton. An interview with Devin is available at oldfactorycoffeeshop.com. You can find our Artist of the Month pieces featuring Devin on kwit.org. Live at the Old Factory is a project of the Old Factory and Orange City Arts. It is supported by the Gilchrist Foundation. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Mark Munger.